right, starting another brand new hour now. The Steve Gruber Show live from Studio G right here in the heart of America. I'm Steve Gruber. I'm fighting for you. Fighting for this country from the foxhole of freedom every day. Willing to tell you the truth when other people's won't. Others people? Yeah, there you go. Three big things this hour. Number one, Bud Light sales still in the toilet. Long after the huge mistake of putting a man in the bathtub with a beer and thinking that was a good idea with the redneck slash NASCAR crowd. Nope. Number two, in Denver, the entitled illegals are refusing to leave an encampment bought and paid for by you, the taxpayers, and they are demanding a better deal on housing, food, and entertainment, too. Can you imagine? And number three, as you know, as we discussed, old Joe went to Wisconsin yesterday to standing room only crowds of like 10 or 12 people. Remarkable. I mean, it was standing room only, 12 people. Really a breathtaking spectacle. And then he stumbled around trying to explain how great everything is, and he even did an interview with CNN. Remarkable, really, because the new plan is to keep Joe as hidden as long as possible, but he did an interview. And at the top of the discussion, Joe admits inflation is killing people, then goes on to the crutch of smaller packaging, shrinkflation, it's all that he can think about. Blamed companies. It's company greed, not his lousy decision. See, inflation apparently is company greed. It's not his fault at all. Of course not. Listen.
What about, but there's real pain. I mean, grocery prices are up 30%, more than 30% since the beginning of the pandemic. And people are spending more on food and groceries than they have at any time, really, in the past 30 years. I mean, that's a real day-to-day pain that people
it really is, and it's real. But the fact is that if you take a look at what the people have, they have the money to spend. It angers them and angers me that you have to spend more. For example, the whole idea of this notion that Senator Casey talked about, shrinkflation. I think it's on your
program. Same price for a smaller bottle of juice or something.
For example, Snickers bar, they did a thing. And it's like 20% less for the same price. That's corporate greed. That's corporate greed.
Greed.
And we've got to deal with it. That's what I'm working on.
It's corporate greed. It's corporate greed.
No, Joe. It's printing too damn much money. 40% of the money ever created in this country has been created in the last 4 years. It's government greed. Not corporate greed, it's government greed. Greedy politicians that want to spend my money to buy your votes. People like you that want to buy votes by giving away money to college graduates who got themselves lousy degrees and buried in debt. Money for EVs that nobody wants. Money for wars that nobody supports. Your fault, Joe, not mine. And not corporations, not this time. And Joe Biden opposed the assault, by the way, when you talk about terrorism and war. Joe Biden opposed the assault that killed bin Laden. So whatever this drivel is about, this I have no idea. Here it is.
When I went over immediately after that happened, I said to Bibi, don't make the same mistake we made in America. We wanted to get bin Laden and we'll help you get Sinwar. But we went into Afghanistan it made sense to go get bin Laden. Made no sense to try to unify Afghanistan. Made no sense, in my view, to engage in thinking that in Iraq they had a nuclear weapon. Don't make the same mistake. Focus on, and we'll help you focus on, getting the bad guys.
Yeah. Look, Joe Biden, as Robert Gates aptly pointed out years ago now, has been wrong about every foreign policy issue for 40 years, now 45. He's wrong everywhere. And his latest foreign policy decision to cut off weapons from Benjamin Netanyahu and the Israeli IDF to go in and stop the terrorists in Rafah. Joe's trying to save his vote in Michigan and Minnesota. It's probably too late for that, but he's trying really hard. And he's bragging about blocking weapons from Israel now. He did this yesterday. Here it is.
We've held up the weapons. We've held up the one shipment as an old shipment designed. We've held that up.
It's not just that. They didn't hold it up. Joe Biden went farther, much farther, in slamming the door on Israel's efforts to destroy terrorists. He wants to have it both ways. He wants to slam the door and say, look what I did. I stopped supporting Israel. Listen.
I made it clear that if they go into Rafah, they haven't gone into Rafah yet. If they go into Rafah, I'm not supplying the weapons that have been used historically to deal with Rafah, to deal with the cities, to deal with that problem. We're going to continue to make sure Israel is secure in terms of Iron Dome and their ability to respond to attacks like came out of the Middle East recently. But it's just wrong. We're not going to supply the weapons and the artillery shells used that have been used.
Artillery shells as well.
Yeah, artillery shells.
Yeah, artillery shells too. We're just going to make it impossible, to the best of our ability, to let Israel go in and destroy the terrorists, which Joe Biden says, I stand with Israel, but I won't give them what they need to finish the job. You can't have it both ways. It's too late, frankly, by the way. It is too late, frankly, because he has alienated the Jewish vote. All the Jewish people I know are anti-Joe Biden. Ones that normally wouldn't even talk about it. Ones that normally wouldn't talk about it are openly saying, can't vote for Joe Biden, never will, never will. And then you've got the Arab vote who believes that Joe Biden has been too complicit with Israel, which is why they had that non-committed, or however they did it from state to state, uncommitted, non-committed, during the primary season. Tens of thousands in Michigan, tens of thousands in Minnesota, non-committed, not non-committal, right? So that's a big problem for the Democrats. It's not going anywhere. The other problem continues to be Bidenomics, which they don't even use that word anymore, of course, toxic as it is. If everything is so great, Joe, use Bidenomics. Bidenomics. I did that. Yeah, we know you did. And he keeps bragging about jobs in the economy. Nobody actually believes he'll create any jobs, any of them. Here's one last comment.
Why should people here believe that you will succeed at creating jobs where Trump failed?
He's never succeeded in creating jobs, and I've never failed. I've created over 15 million jobs since I've been president.
It's a lie.
15 million.
Lie.
In three,
lie.
Three years.
Lie. It's not true. No, he got the benefit of having a massive unemployment rate because of the pandemic, because of other bad policies, most of them by governors in blue states, that drove the unemployment rate way high, so he was able to create 15 million jobs. We're still not at the place we were in January of 2020. We're not there. Participation in the workforce is less, 63%, 62.5%. It's less than it was then. So those are all lies. All lies. All right, we're going to take a break when we come back. We're going to talk about the importance of voting in 24. Whether you trust it or not, the most important thing you can do is vote, vote, vote. Straight ahead. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber.
Peak Wealth Management.
Patriots Relief, your America First CBD brand, is on a mission to make America feel great again. Head to PatriotsRelief.com and use the promo code Gruber for an astounding 40% off. Our premium CBD products are designed to help you find natural relief and wellness. Experience the incredible benefits of CBD with PatriotsRelief.com. Here's the icing on the cake. You get a 30-day empty bottle money-back guarantee. Visit PatriotsRelief.com today or call 877-230-1776. That's PatriotsRelief.com or 877-230-1776.
Here are five good reasons for high school multi-sport participation. Fewer overuse injuries. Less opportunity for emotional burnout. Exposure to different kids and coaches. Exposure to different roles. And learning to compete better. Being a multi-sport participant can help a kid become a more well-rounded person. Multi-sport participation is cross-training for life. Learn more at the MHSAA website. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.